fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'll Silver!
Colonel Daniel Rockridge sat on the top rail of his Texas ranch corral and watched with disgust the attempts of several of his cowpokes to ride the shiny new Kentucky saddle strapped firmly with bluegrass thoroughbred Dark Star.
That blast them cowpokes. They call themselves riders.
Now, listen, Colonel Rockridge. I can't ride one of them dude saddles.
Oh, what do you want, a rocking chair?
I'll ride anything on 4 feet if you give me a Texas saddle, Colonel. I'll ride most of them bareback and stick. One of them pancake saddles. Well, it ain't my line.
Anybody else willing to ride Dark Star?
You take that saddle off and slap on a Texas brand, and any one of them will ride him. It's not Dark Star, Colonel. It's a saddle.
Now, listen to me, you cowpokes. I went clean back to the sovereign commonwealth of Kentucky to buy that thoroughbred. It cost me $20,000. And when I bought him, that saddle went with him. You want to know why? Dark Star's won 10 of the biggest races back east, from Saratoga to the Kentucky sweepstakes. And that saddle was smack on his back every time he busted a track tape. That's why it ain't coming off now. No, sir. I ain't going to break a streak of luck like that. And you barrel-legged bull busters ain't going to make me break it.
Let me ride him, Colonel.
What? Well, say, who are you?
He's the kid wrangler I hired a couple days ago. Calls himself Tiny.
Tiny, huh? That's a good name. You ain't no bigger than a cottontail.
I reckon, sir. I'm kind of small, all right.
One of my wranglers, huh? Why ain't you out on the string now? What you doing hanging around the corral, huh?
Well, Scotty mentioned last night at supper that he was going to give Dark Star a workout. Well, I just want to watch.
Well, now it's more than watching. Now you want to ride him.
Yes, sir.
You better ask Scotty for some liniment to rub on your chest, young fella. Cure up a cough in no time. Oh, hey, Paul.
Yes, sir, Colonel?
Leave that thoroughbred over here, will you?
Thanks, Colonel. Oh, boy, Dark Star.
Hey, who is that kid, Scotty?
Trail drifter. Good rider, though.
Saddle tramp, huh? Say, look at that kid taking that Kentucky saddle.
Colonel. I reckon the kid can ride that pancake saddle all right.
Dad, burn, Scotty. That kid was born atop one of them saddles. Look at him go. And Dark Star knows he's got a ride on his back, too. Look at him.
And I'm one bow-legged cowpoke who's taking his hat off to that kid.
As the day for the annual race card staged with the Stockmen's Association drew closer, the town of Plainview began to fill with cowboys, ranchers, sportsmen, and gamblers. One of the latter was Parley Saxon, whose dapper clothes and a much too shiny six-shooter plainly marked him as an Easterner.
I'm laying 10-1, gentlemen. 10-1 on Prairie King. Those are the odds I'm playing.
I'll take some of that money, mister. It's good odds, all right.
Here's 100 on Dark Star.
100 it is, a 10-1. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Parley, I got it.
Hello, Ruffy. What'd you find out?
I got to talk to you private.
Pardon me, gentlemen.
Say, that Dark Star looks mighty good. Too good for them odds you're paying.
You see him work out?
I done just like you said. Went up them hills the south section of the ranch and watched him for nigh onto an hour. He clocks plenty fast, I'd say.
Listen, Ruffy, I know Dark Star. I saw him running 7 out of his 10 wins. I know him. And I know why he won him. He's got to have a rider to win.
Well, he's got one. And a good one.
One of those bow-legged cowpunchers of the colonel's?
No, kid. He's wrangling the colonel's string. But he ain't no cowpoke.
No? How do you know?
Didn't I tell you I seen him work out Dark Star? He rode low. Had his face back at Dark Star's ear. Like he's whispering to him all the time. Parley, that kid's rode bloodstock before.
I wonder...
After I watched him for a while, I rode over to the corral. Got to talking to some of the punchers.
Find out anything?
Not much. I called the kid Tiny. Didn't seem to know him by any other name. You know, some of the folks says they're going to name him Liniment.
Liniment?
Yeah. Seems like he's got a mighty bad cough all the time. And Scotty, the range boss, been making him rub Liniment on his chest every night.
Hey, Liniment.
Why, what's the matter?
Ruffy, did you ever hear of Tiny Reber?
Tiny Reber? You mean the jockey you tried to bribe at Saratoga last fall?
I mean the Tiny Reber who got barred off every track in the country because folks thought I bribed him. Ruffy, if you're not cockeyed... The kid you saw riding Dark Star today is Tiny Reber.
Oh, couldn't be. What a Tiny Reber be doing wrangling horses at 30 a month and keep?
You can't get a job at your trade, Ruffy. You'll take the next best thing. I saw that race. And I'll admit I tried to bribe him. But I'll never understand why he turned me down. And then deliberately rode out on the track and pulled the fastest horse in the race.
Well, maybe somebody else paid him more than you offered.
Well, Tiny Reber just couldn't be bribed. But...
But what?
Maybe he can be blackmailed.
Blackmailed?
Yes. Colonel Rockridge is a Kentucky-born sportsman. If he knew the kid he's got riding Dark Stars, none other than Tiny Reber, he'd kick him out of the state.
Well, why don't you go tell the colonel about him?
The colonel would only go get another jockey. I think we can do business with Tiny Reber this time.
I get you.
Ruffy, you and me are going to call on Tiny and have a little talk with him.
Dan Reed, the Lone Ranger's nephew, had gone into Plainview to post some letters and was on his way back to camp when he saw Tiny Reber giving Dark Star a workout a mile or so from the ranch house of Colonel Rockridge.
Oh, boy. Oh, Victor. Oh, fella. Oh. Golly. That's Dark Star. That's the horse they're all so excited about in town. He's heading this way. Steady, Victor. Steady, boy.
Oh, boy.
Hello. That's sure a fine horse you got there. He's Doc Starr, isn't he?
Yeah. How'd you guess it?
Everybody in town's talking about him. It's easy to see he's a thoroughbred.
You've got a fine horse there yourself.
Victor? You betcha he's a fine horse.
Want to work out with me? Say, about a mile?
You mean, you want me to race with you?
Not exactly. You see, racers like to work out with another horse. Competition, see?
Sure. I'd like to.
Don't let them out. We'll just let them start easy and then get their stride. You ready?
Sure. Steady, Victor. Steady, boy.
Here we go. Get it, boy.
Come on, boy.
Come on.
Go, Victor. Go, boy. Come on, boy.
Come on.
Go.
Go.
Let him out.
Come on, Victor.
He's fallen. He's off his horse. Ho, Victor. Ho, fella. Ho, boy. Ho. We got to get back to him, Victor. Come on. Ho, ho, Victor. Ho, fella. Ho. Are you hurt? What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing. Say, you're sick. You look bad.
I'm all right.
Just slipped a stirrup, that's all.
Can you stand up?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's Dark Star?
He ran away. There he goes toward the foothills.
I gotta get him. I gotta.
Listen, fella, forget Dark Star. He'll take care of himself for the time being. I'm taking you back to the ranch house.
I can't go back without Dark Star.
Steady, Victor. Steady, boy. Here. I'll help you get in the saddle.
Yeah.
There. Now I'll ride behind and hold on to you. Come on, Victor.
A short time later, Dan Reed returned to the Lone Ranger's camp to report what had happened. And to his amazement, found Tonto grooming the thoroughbred Dark Star as the masked rider of the plains gave instructions.
Now, blanket him good, Tonto. I think with a little care, you'll be all right.
Can you imagine? I ride back into camp, and here's Dark Star.
Tonto and I saw him running wild, Dan. I had to rope him after quite a run.
He can run all right, as I told you.
Hey, how about the jockey? Was he hurt?
No, sir. But there's no doubt about it. He's plenty sick. I guess the colonel's really mad about him losing Dark Star.
I can understand that. This horse is worth a small fortune.
The colonel had every cowpuncher on his spread out looking for him when I left. You're going to take him back, aren't you?
Now, Dark Star's in no condition to be taken back to the ranch now, Dan. He's very nervous, like most thoroughbreds. He'd be better off if we keep him here until tomorrow.
Well, what if some of the colonel's cowboys ride in here and find us keeping him?
Find this camp. However, I'm riding over to the colonel's ranch on Silver. I'll tell him where Dark Star is. I also want to talk to that jockey. I think I know who he is.
May I go?
Oh, no, Dan, no. It's getting late. You stay with Tonto and help him watch over Dark Star. Here, Silver.
Golly, I'll be glad to stay and do anything I can for Dark Star.
The cowboy's out looking for him. Steady, big fella. It'll give me a much better opportunity to talk to the colonel alone. Come on, Silver.
The Lone Ranger reached the colonel's ranch house shortly after nightfall and found him alone but furious. The explanation of the masked man didn't calm him to any noticeable extent.
Well, masked man, I know somebody in the Stockman's Association said something about getting a special lawman in to keep this race on the up and up. Maybe you're him. I don't know.
Well, I did get word. That's why I came here, Colonel. Now, I'm not interested in the money that's been bet on this race. Neither are the members of the Stockman's Association. See, they, like myself... Well, they're only interested in improving the stock on these western ranges. We can't have anything happen that would cause the ranchers to lose confidence in this program.
Gamblers, for instance. Crooked gamblers, crooked jockeys. Why'd it ruin us?
Yes, yes, but Dark Star must run in that race.
I'll be dead burned if I'm going to let a dirty little grasshopper ride no horse of mine. Why, if the stockmen find out about it, I'd be dishonored. Dishonored. Understand?
You did it knowingly? Yes. It would be a dishonorable thing. But I think I can prove to you why Tiny Reber lost that race at Saratoga. It wasn't because he was bribed.
You're going to have to show me a lot of proof.
I think I can. Where is he?
In the bunkhouse. I told him to stay there.
All right, come on, Colonel. Oh, hold on, Colonel.
What's the matter?
I believe your jockey has company.
There is somebody standing outside the bunkhouse talking to him.
They seem to be arguing about something.
I thought I heard somebody over by the corral gate.
Come on, Colonel. Let's move a little closer to the bunkhouse.
Right with you, Masked Man.
Listen.
Get out of here before I call the colonel. You better hang it over, Tiny. You wouldn't dare call the colonel. He'd like to know who you really are.
Did you hear that, Masked Man?
Quiet, quiet.
I didn't pull that horse of Saratoga. I didn't take that bribe from you, Polly.
Folks think you did. So what's the difference? You had a full state and come out here to hide, didn't you?
That's not the reason I came west. Now get out of here, you dirty little saddle.
Come on, Colonel.
Not too fast, you. Hey, Parley.
Drop that gun.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Having failed in their efforts to bribe Tiny Reaver, and also having been lucky enough to escape in the darkness when surprised by the Lone Ranger and Colonel Rockridge, Harley Saxon and Ruffy were discussing events in their hotel room.
I'm telling you, things is happening around here, Parley. I've been browsing around town. Keep my ears open.
Get any idea who that sidewinder was with the colonel last night?
Never heard nothing at all about the shooting. It's funny, too, but I didn't catch a word of it.
Yeah, the colonel would try to keep it quiet anyway. What did you hear, if anything?
Well, there's a rumor spreading that Dark Star got away from Tiny Reaver. He's lost in the foothills.
You don't mean it. Come to think of it, I didn't see him in his stall last night as we went through the stables.
Another thing, we didn't see no cowpokes anywhere. You recollect?
Yeah, that's right, we didn't. Probably out looking for him. Ruffy, if all this is true, we're going to clean up. All those bets on Dark Star will be forfeited. Yes, sir, we'll make a killing.
And I got something else, too. Something that might mean something.
Yeah? What?
The town doc just left for the colonel's ranch. Somebody said he's going out there to see that jockey. Did you mess him up last night, Parley?
Yeah, never laid a hand on him. Oh, I was going to when the shooting started.
You must have scared the daylights out of him.
Ruffy, that kid's out of the race for good. That race and all races from here to Kingdom Come.
Well, what you mean?
I remember now. That jockey had a bad cough back there at Saratoga. It was particular bad that day when I tried to bribe him.
Yeah?
Last night he had the same kind of cough, only worse. Ruffy, Tiny Reaver's a sick man.
A lunger?
That's what made him lose that race at Saratoga. Got an attack in the back stretch. That's it.
Yeah. That must be why he headed west, just as soon as they set him down.
Sure it is. So that's the reason he's out in the big cow pastures. Ruffy, it's a good thing we got all our bets down. $30,000 worth.
Yeah. When news gets around that Jackie's a lunger and Dark Star's out of the race, we ain't going to get another bet, Parley.
Yep. We've made our last bet. And we're going to collect plenty.
Maybe you will, but the odds are you won't.
A masked man.
Who are you come busting in here?
Hello, oh, Cal Parley. You wouldn't have a chance.
What do you want?
I overheard you say you have $30,000 in bets on Prairie King to win the race.
You heard me say that, huh? Well, smart guy, that's what I got out. And I'm going to collect plenty on it. Now, what's it to you?
What if Prairie King doesn't win and Dark Star does?
State your business and get out of here.
Parley, I came here to make certain you don't run out on any of your bets if Dark Star wins.
What do you mean?
Put your hands up. Come on, get them up.
Hey, what you doing?
Searching you. Don't imagine it's the first time you've been searched at gunpoint.
Yeah, this is robbery. I'll have the law on you.
The law on me? Yeah, here's what I'm looking for. Your wallet. Keep those hands high, Parley.
You can't get away with it, you
can't. Let me see. Yes, it looks just like $30,000. Plus enough change to feed you for a day or so. And here's your betting markers.
You don't need them markers, you robber. Give me them back. You can't collect on them anyway.
Yes, you're right. I don't need them. Every man who bet with you has a duplicate. There they are.
Taking that money won't keep me from collecting on them.
If you win. And Parley, that's a big if. But if you lose, the people who bet on Dark Star are going to get their money. I'm seeing to that.
What are you driving at?
This money I've just taken goes into the stockman's betting pool, where the game's honest. If Dark Star wins, and I think he will, the people who hold your betting markers can collect from the pool.
Why, you dirty... Hey, just who are you?
This may give you some ideas to who I am.
A bullet.
A silver bullet.
Adios, Parley.
The Lone Ranger.
You mean...
I mean, Ruffy, that we're licked.
You ain't gonna let a masked sidewinder...
Ruffy, you got a lot to learn about the West. Right now, our big problem is to get back those bets we laid.
Well, how are we gonna do it? All our bets will be pooled with the Stockman's Association.
There's only one way. But I'll get them back. And more, too.
As the day of the great race neared, Colonel Rockridge paid daily but secret visits to the camp of the Lone Ranger.
I'm telling you, it's
It's getting to be downright humorous. You know what?
What is it, Colonel?
The Stockmen's Association is threatening to kick me out. They say if I don't produce Dark Star, they'll lynch me.
And I'm afraid they would too, Colonel.
Imagine a Kentucky Rock Ridge being lynched. Imagine it. Why, the family crest would melt itself in shame. And that ain't all.
No.
Them cowpokes of mine ain't speaking to me. You see, they bet everything they had on Dark Star. Yes, sir, right down to their saddles and bridles.
Colonel, why don't you let them in on the secret?
No, sir, not a word to them. Not one of them would even try to learn how to ride a Kentucky saddle.
What?
No, I'm telling you, I won't tell them. I should say not. I'll let them sweat.
Dan's bringing him in now. Look.
Yeah, that boy can sure ride. I just wish Tiny Reber could see him. Doing so much good.
Oh, Dark Star. Ho, fella, ho, boy.
Hello, Colonel.
Son, let me ask you a question. Personalized.
Sure, sir.
You sure you wasn't born in the sovereign commonwealth of Kentucky?
No, sir.
Oh? Well, I reckon Kentucky can't claim everything.
Is due to start any time now. And they ain't scratched him yet.
I got a hunch that mask robbery's pulling a fast one. Well, I'll let him. He ain't in on our plans.
There's post call.
Yeah. And there's Dark Star.
I'll be... Hey, who's that writing?
I don't know. Never saw him before.
Me neither.
Yeah, the crowd sees him.
They're all running to the rail to see him.
Now's our chance. Come on. Call in the bookmaker, the stockman's pool.
I got my gun handy.
We'll have that money and out of here before anybody gets wise. I'll take care of the bookmaker.
Yeah, I got through the fastest nags you ever saw. All saddled and ready to hitch rails.
All right, easy now. Everybody's left the betting window.
This is going to be a cinch.
Here we are. Easy now.
I'm sorry, sir. The betting window's closed.
Yeah? Well, I'm not making a bet. Break up that cash and push it out here. Get me?
So that's it, a stick-up.
Yeah, and less talk out of you. Now, come on, hand it over.
All right, don't shoot. You'll get it.
Yes, Parlay, you'll get it.
The masked man, look out. This is one time you ain't butting
in.
You got
me. You shot the gun right out of my head.
Now get your hands up.
Oh, we got him up.
Big fella, I don't know who you are, but the colonel said for me not to get excited if a big man wearing a mask happened to drop around about this time.
I'll keep these men covered. You get the marshal.
Yes, sir.
Get that point. Dark Star won.
That evening, Colonel Rockridge sat in a comfortable chair beside the bed in which Tiny Reaver lay. Scotty and the rest of the cowpunchers stood or squatted about the big room of the ranch house. There were tears in the eyes of the little jockey, but his face was smiling just the same.
Tiny, it'd have done your heart good to have seen that boy Dan bring Dark Star into the home stretch. He's riding flat against Dark Star's neck, and you could hear him talking to that horse, urging him on, telling him he had to win.
The greatest race I ever saw. Ended up cowpokes clean up.
You won't get no work out of Scotty for 6 months. He made so much money.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to have been there. Riding Dark Star myself. I knew Dan Reed could ride the first time I laid eyes on him.
And Tiny?
Yes, Colonel?
You can forget that Saratoga business from now on.
I can't.
Oh, yes. Yes, you can forget it. I'm sending affidavits back east on tomorrow's train. Affidavits of why you lost that race.
Then maybe I can ride again.
Well, no, Tiny. I'm afraid your jockey days are over.
You mean I'm not going to get well?
Tiny, Doc Whitmore says all you need is rest and sunshine. There's plenty of both on my ranch. Yes, sir, there is. Well, what I meant to say was this.
Yes?
What the West needs is good horse stock. The best anywhere. That's why I paid $20,000 for Doc Star. To improve the breed. Tiny, I need a reliable man who knows all about blooded horses. I reckon you know plenty. Will you take the job?
Take it.
You know I'll take it, Colonel.
You're hired on the spot. Now, Tiny, there's just one more thing.
Yes, sir?
Here's something Dan Reed told me to give to you. Oh. There you are.
What is it? A note?
Open up the envelope and see.
Why? $1,000.
Yep. $1,000.
But why?
It's the portion of the stockman's prize that always goes to the winning jockey.
But he rode the race. It's his money, not mine.
Well, that ain't the way he felt about it. He told me that as he and Dark Star swung around that track, he could just feel you guiding him, telling him what to do. No, Tiny. You don't know that boy Dan like I do. He says it's your money. I reckon he's right.
I am Silver!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.